Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on him. Mike Knox. That's with three X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? I go by the name Fred Nux. We about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Welcome back to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with three X's because, like the hottest interview that I can remember, Jonny Moxley, I am hardcore. People, welcome to the show that frankly just keeps evolving and changing. And that is the world of professional wrestling. Where can I start? I had a program. I had a rundown. I had where I was going with today's show. And like entertainment, which I love, which is why I do this, we were given this interview that dropped last night. I heard inserts of the interview. It, you know, didn't really hear it all. Got a chance to dive into this Jon Moxley interview, no longer known as Dean Ambrose. And when I tell you guys that today I wore this shirt, so the cease and desist has to continue. And I have some questions out there as well. So first, as always, make sure you follow me on at Mike Knox, wherever social media is. So just follow Mike Knox. It's spelled with three X's. Also, this show is brought to you and sponsored by hashtag use your head, thechairshot.com, and also bdsrnetworks.com as well. But enough of the formalities, because a lot needs to be discussed. Like, and people in the chat and comment, I will get to you momentarily. Just, you know how it is. I got to get this off my chest because today I was planning to talk about, of course, Double or Nothing. And a post that I put out there that I want to get out there again to reiterate where I stood, and I learned some things from that. Because like I said, with the world of professional wrestling, we have to be intelligent wrestling fans. We have to continue to grow and educate ourselves on the product, and not just the product, in real life situations. And as we're ready for Double or Nothing and where we stand with Double or Nothing, was it or wasn't it not the greatest thing we've seen? Then we got, let's be honest, even for me, a pretty shitty Monday Night Raw into an okay SmackDown. But that SmackDown, it's always going to be okay. But then it circulated. And it started to percolate, if you will. Not the percolator. See, this is the doom. That's the real percolator, all my Chi-Town fans. Midwestern people who know what the percolator is, come to the East Coast. I don't know what the hell they're doing. It's not the percolator, okay? But as this thing is percolating and you listen to it, I have a lot of things to take from this interview, okay? A lot of things to take from this interview. And shout out to my man, Christopher Apps, who pretty much wrote it all out for me. And then I'm going to go listen to it again, and or the parts I didn't hear. It was already wrote there. So this isn't mine. This is Nietzsche's. But I took out what I wanted. I'm going to add what I wanted to add. And one of the things that sticks out, if you have not gone and heard this Jon Moxley interview on I Am Jericho's podcast, I urge you to go do that. And some things he said that are hypocritical. Now, I'm going to start and go back a few episodes ago where we talked about when Roman Reigns came out on television that he was his leukemia had resurfaced and what was going on in that storyline at that time. I remember this clearly because I am a fan of Busted Open Radio and not necessarily what they say, because a lot of times I don't agree with what they say, but it's a wrestling program I respect. And I know people in the business that I speak to as well, and just as a wrestling fan, as an educated, as an intelligent wrestling fan, wrestling has always been a piece of shit. And I mean that in saying it's wrestling. They're going to make fun of any and everything they can make fun of because they have made fun of any and everything. It has no boundaries. It's professional wrestling. Now, I remember when this happened and the next day on Raw, how it went off with the handshake and stuff, and we were trying to get over Dean. At that time, sorry, now Jonny Moxley, Bully Ray said, if that had been me, I'd have said all kind of things because that's what a heel does. So in this interview, we find out, though, right, that he didn't want to say these things. He was against saying these things. And on one hand, a respectable person, an honorable person, a friend of someone, you know, would think that's despicable. I don't want to do that. And you cannot fault them for not wanting to do that. And I respect him for not wanting to do that, because one thing, as this week has taught me, and I'm trying to grow, it's learning, right? They're out there boring their grass right now so the grass can grow. We have to keep continuing to help each other be out and water each other and help each other grow. And I'm always going to be, and I have the question up there, and I ask you guys, will you guys stop watching the WWE? Because it's at the point with the Leo Rush situation, right? With the how we felt about Kofi Kingston, and if they don't, what would happen? It has to do with the Saudi Arabia. We have been offended and offended and offended and offended by the WWE, at least my entire life. But we all continue to watch it. So at what point will you say, enough is enough, and it's time for a change? Now, we can sit here, we are saying here, we have said here, and we have said here that AEW is that change. One of the things I learned this weekend, what I took from AEW versus what other people took versus what other people took, we're all going to have different opinions. And the one thing over the last 10 years over at BDSR Networks and the last 4 years on Fox Sports Radio 1340am.com, Hopewell, Virginia, that I've learned is, or I try to learn, is that I don't want to offend. I've always said I'm the one foot in, one foot out kind of wrestling fan, right? And that's just, you know, but I do take my stance. I like what I like. I don't like what I don't like. I've always stood there. But a gentleman, I don't even know his name, pointed out in my post that actually what I was doing was the same exact thing I was accusing people of. And that was, don't tell me something was amazing that I thought was just okay. You know that it wasn't just okay. And that was offensive. And I apologize, which I don't do often. Damn sure not on air. Apologize to anybody that I may have offended with that comment, because that wasn't what I wrote. I didn't think it out, as they say. Think, you know, I was telling my kids, say what you mean and mean what you say. Right? Because there's reality and there's perception. So what was my reality was different from your perception. And so when I'm saying, to me, in my opinion, it was a very good pay-per-view, was Double or Nothing. It wasn't amazing to me because it was great, but for me, it wasn't amazing because in my mind, I think I want more. I want to see more. I don't want to put it here yet. I can't make it in game, and I haven't even got Iron Man. You get what I'm saying? So to me, the AEW diehards, and you're entitled to it, you deserve to have a change, okay? I am down for it. More and more interviews I hear from people in the business, and as a human, I always said when it came to the CM Punk situation, right? Phil Brooks, I respect it for everything he felt he had to do. But as the wrestling fan in me, I thought he shitted on us as wrestling fans because, you know, you just did. But I understand the man. So when you're a wrestling fan and you're an adult, you live in two different worlds. You know, you have the reality world and you have the world that is made to be make-believe. It's a story. Wrestling has to have a story. Double or Nothing had plenty of stories and plenty of things in it. The reason for me, and I never got this out there, I'm not a text guy. I'm not a post guy. I'm a video guy. I'm a here we are. You're going to hear my words and see my emotion and then from there dictate and understand what I'm saying. I don't like text messaging people. I hate text messaging. Don't text me anything other than what I'm getting from the store or where you're at, things like, I don't have a whole damn conversation through text. I'm old fashioned that way. Send me a phone call. I'm okay with that. Hell, Skype me, whatever the hell it is you do. But I can't have a whole damn conversation via the text message. So it wasn't amazing for me because it was too many guys I did not know that I could not, you know, dive into. I could give an open opinion. I can look at it from fresh new eyes, but it can't be amazing because the wrestling, I've seen amazing wrestling everywhere. I still will sit here and argue the best wrestling show, pro wrestling show, is in a NXT. Don't have to like it. Don't have to agree. Don't agree. It's fine. For me, it's NXT. So for me, Double or Nothing wasn't amazing because I didn't know some of the people. Okay, what I saw, yes, it was amazing. Now, notes that I also took out from this is that certain things that people complain about from the WWE, AEW did. Okay, that you just did. You wanted one-on-one matches for the women's division. You thought you were getting that. You didn't, right? You had finishes that didn't make any sense. You had comedy stuff that you say. So when I tell people, when people read the AEW description of TNT, what it was going to be, and I see all your questions and comments, and I will get to them momentarily, I promise you. I almost get a number. I'm so happy of giving out the phone number, which we will be live Friday for Soul and Sports on Fox Sports Radio, 5:30, 6:30, talking NBA Finals. But when I looked at Double or Nothing and I compare it, I go, well, I've seen TNT. I've seen TNA programming, if you will, so to speak, that were better pay-per-views than that. Now, I get the emotion if you're there. I knew about seven people, honestly, that were there. And they all tell me, you're crazy. It was amazing. I watched it live. For me, it wasn't. So, again, that's what I wanted to say. I didn't know the guys. I can't say something's amazing when I have no emotional attachment. Now, when it came to the dream versus the nightmare, I mean, the natural versus the nightmare, loved it. The emotion in that match, I said this from day one. I will always say this. Shout out to Phil Bailey, the first Cody Rhodes fan I ever knew. Okay. And then from that, and I'm talking about way back again, when he began in WWE, he said to me, watch this kid. I watched him. I can't always say fan from day two, because he was the first person I ever heard like them. Okay. So from day two, no matter what Cody Rhodes has done, I love them. You guys didn't. Look at him now. Okay. Those are some facts. When he first went to the indie scene, you were unhappy. The first match he had with Kurt Angle, y'all complained about that. I remember those words, people. Do you? Goldust's comments, the wrestlers coming. And this is where I've said there is no competition. Shout out to Mary J. Blige. But there is some competition between the wrestlers, the talent. Because Jonny Moxley's interview is clearly that. This is why the question is there. Yes or no? No in between, no gray area. This is not Grey's Anatomy. Okay, this is as simple as black and white, people. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. In this question, it does, Michael. It does. Or will you stop watching the WWE? Not soon. I mean, not later. Like right now, as it is constructed right now, if you're speaking to the human inside of you, male or female, the human inside of you, shout out Virginia State University, my daughter. Are you, can you be? Let's go through the offensives just this year or the past calendar year that they have done. Cancer, womenizing, the backstage real stuff, right? We know about the sex scandals that go on with the wrestlers and the talent. Right? So here's my thing. People always try to, you cannot, and I've learned this. As a black man, I think that black people are the only ones that should be able to say the N-word. There it is. So when I hear white people say it, I cringe. It offends me. And I remember a white guy told me, okay, shout out to Dev Gaming, that word offended him. And I said to him, Jeffrey, how can what a word that's our word that was been used for us offend you when I say it? And I remember being very pissed off that I woke up, had some thought, spoke to a good friend of mine, Dice Man, what's going on? Okay. And I thought about it. And my wife always says, your emotions are real, no matter what. So I can't tell you what offends you, but I can only tell you what offends me. So what offends you, wrestling fan? Did Leo Rush situation offend you? It didn't offend me. I thought Leo Rush was wrong. But some people stood by his side. The Lars Sullivan situation, damn right it offended me. Did it offend you enough? The Mae Young situation, did that offend you? It didn't offend me because y'all prophesized and put on pedestals pimps. So it's okay for the pimp to do it, but when Mae Young did it back in the day, It was a problem? Come on, man. Come on, man. It's wrestling. I've always been offended by pro wrestling. I am black. I guarantee you, black wrestlers and black fans have been offended more by pro wrestling than any other nationality. Do y'all remember the Mexicos? I'm sorry. I laughed. I'm not Mexican. I could not relate. It was funny to me, despite how I knew it was disrespectful that they had them boys riding around on Juan Deere lawnmowers. Not John Deere, Juan Deere. Did you laugh? I bet you did. What offends you in pro wrestling? All right, Johnny Mox. What offends you? And last week, guys, I don't know what happened in last week's show. I did it a day later. It still says if you go to my page on Facebook and also on YouTube, since it didn't come up because the one time I didn't double record on two different devices for different guys, I did it on one, it messed up. It still says I've been going live for like a week. That's insane, right? Because I'm live right now. I don't know, Facebook. They didn't want to fix it. I'm just going to just take it down. But I did have my top 10 wrestling belt list. And I have that for you. And I'll give that to you also. But this Johnny Mox thing really hit today. All right? Just a few notes. He knew he wanted to leave back in July of last year of 18. He had major issues with the illness for Roman Reigns, which I've already mentioned. He didn't even look forward to the new contract they offered him. He never, ever even looked at what they gave him. He was done. He said he had more bullets in the chamber on TV. He was ready to just drop bombs on these guys. He spent $8,000 on a video that he did, shooting for 48 straight hours, he said, doing a loop. And when going back and forth, you know, they had it was in L.A., some sets out in L.A. that he filmed it on there with Nick Mondo. Every Monday, he would get damn near sick that he had to be in the place. He hated it. Let's just say he hated being there. And you know what? Something that Jericho said to him that really stuck out. I don't know if you guys know Erykah Badu. Damn it, you should know Erykah Badu. One of the best things that we still say is, to this day, came from Erykah Badu. I'm an artist, so I'm sensitive about my shit. Wrestlers are artists. And when you stunt an artist from doing things, they're no longer being creative. At that point, they're not an artist anymore. They're then now the canvas, and they're performing someone else's art, whatever that art may be. I'm using the paint analogy, but you get the gist here. Wrestling is art. Pro wrestling is art, and I can only imagine. Well, I can't imagine, and that's a very small level at all, but having to change some things about my character when I first came over to, and I worked with Fox Sports, having to change some things was difficult for me. And one of the reasons ultimately why I went back to podcasting so I could still have the divide between Mike Knox on radio. Like if you see my real name on Facebook, I don't care. That's me. But on Twitter, I don't say so many kind of different kind of things. I just don't. I can't like certain things. I will not. I'm trying to, yes, still get picked up by some damn body. That's the reason. I'm doing this because I love it. It's entertaining. But God dang, please. I got bills. Pay me. I got kids, man. I got kids, right? So when they offered him, he said, if they offered me, this is some things that stuck out to me in this interview. And this is why I asked the question. Are you ready to leave the WWE? Are you ready to stop being a fan? Are you? Can you turn your back on them? Because when I hear this interview and I say, God dang, the man said, and I'm quoting this one, Johnny Moxley, formerly known as Dean Ambrose. Again, hashtag, I'm a John Moxley guy. I was a Dean Ambrose guy. I'm going to continue to be this guy's fan since CZW. It's what it is for me. Okay? Always love Dean Ambrose. And I'm that guy. But I know some of my friends out there weren't big Dean Ambrose fans. Hell, you know, I like guys that guys don't like. I supported Sheamus. I did. I support Corbin and good. Nor you guys hate Baron Corbin. Okay. God damn. The heat that y'all hate for Baron Corbin is crazy. Okay. But I liked the Elias from day one from back in NXT. So, you know, but I like Sami Zayn. But I've always liked Dean Ambrose. But some things he said that McMahon really has this million-dollar man price mentality. You know what I'm saying? And it makes you think, like, damn. And here's why I say you have to be, you know, there are three sides to wrestling fans to me, at least when you're an adult, right? There's the fan that has to suspend the disbelief because it's pro wrestling. It has to be story. It has to be able to carry this imaginative plane that I can exist on and live on and be away from reality. But then there's God dang, there's reality, right? And then there's, as an adult, as an intelligent wrestling fan, it's a business. You're here to make money. How else can Vince make money? You got, it's a business, right? So he has this million-dollar man mentality. That's no different than Jerry Jones and the NFL owners, how they treat these running backs. Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, right? Better bring that dope back. That ain't mine. That's Nietzsche's, right? Come on, man. I'm a boss. That's your job, right? To be a boss. But as an artist, don't matter how much money you give me, I can't do this shit you got me out here doing. That you want me to go out here and do. Vince wants, we say he don't want to create stars. Vince think he has a star according to Johnny Monks. It's the billions of dollars he gives Brock Lesnar. Because so he can say that that's my guy. I made Brock Lesnar. This interview reminded me of, and I'm sorry, it wasn't an interview. It was a straight shots. It's a shoot interview as they say in the wrestling world. I was explaining to my wife, she didn't know what a shoot interview was. This was not an interview. This was an onslaught of how he felt about this company. And I'll be honest with you guys. I 100% ride with Jon Moxley. It's not going to stop me from watching the WWE because I've always understood what they were. I've accepted it a long time ago. And any relationship you have in life, right? I know, I have a saying. If you don't fuck with Mike Knox, it's something wrong with you because Mike Knox is a cool motherfucker. Right? Some people don't ride with me. I'm very voiceful. I'm very straightforward and blunt. You know what I mean? I'm very trollable. I don't do the troll game. I'd be 44 years old, y'all. I'm straightforward. That's what you see is what you get. You know? So some people don't rock with me, and that's cool. That's why I say you don't like it. Listen anyway, because I know you're still listening. So I'm cool with that. This show is brought to you by thechairshot.com. Hashtag use your head. BDSRnetworks.com podcast, wherever podcasts are sold. Yeah, we're there. All right. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Mike Knox, 3X's. But listen, this man didn't even look at the contract. Jon Moxley wouldn't want to have nothing to do with the WWE. Said if there was no wrestling company to go to, he still would have left the company. So then I ask you down there in the questions, and I'll get to your comments in a second. Were you offended by them asking him to use Roman Reigns' illness as story bait? Because again, I said it on the show when it first happened. I will continue to quote wrestling in the wrestling business. That's wrestling. It's trash. It's really horrible. But they've done stuff like this. Okay? It's called heat. Right? Nuclear. The problem with the WWE is this, though. They would have made fun of it, according to what, and I'm paraphrasing how he put it in the interview, was a very distasteful way to have lost them sponsors and things like that. Now, I'm not questioning him. I don't have no clue at all. I would have to think maybe not that much, right? Because we're talking about a publicly trading business that's been afraid to toe the line for quite some time now, right? So whatever this slapstick humor that Vince finds funny, it's crazy. So I also ask another question. Will they ever change? If you're willing to stay, I'm willing to stay. I want to understand that the WWE is what I'm going to get. And I say this much, and I'm going to talk about Raw and SmackDown real quick as well. And in my top 10 belt list, if you missed it last week's show, I reiterated and gifted your question and comments. I wasn't offended. Or I'm upset. The guys in the back, see, that's the competition. When you hear guys like this, when you don't know what's going on with Sami Zayn, where they, you know, because there's conflicting reports that Sami had permission to use the AEW thing or he didn't have permission, right? That's what we will never know unless we hear from the horse's mouth that we're in the meeting room. Because you can, you know, if you will, so to speak, form an intelligent opinion. That's what intelligent wrestling fans do, and that's what Dirt Sheets try to do, is inform an opinion and put it out there. It's a story. It's not a story. It's a dirt. It's a piece of shit. So I call it Dirt Sheets. Hashtag Depth the Dirt Sheets. Sorry. Just inform an opinion, read some real reporting, okay, and then make an assumption from there. Like with any other thing that you have, you go to ESPN, Fox News, or wherever. I'm going to say Fox Sports, definitely not Fox News. Or ABC News, whatever it is you're into. But are you offended? Did Jonny Moxley interview, and again, Lars Sullivan. God, I'm just saying, when I watch the WWE, I know what I'm going to get. If you haven't heard the interview, please go listen to the interview. Please go listen to the interview. I'm going to send you a question and comments in here, then I'm going to give you, you know, because, you know, and I'm going to edit that. Wow, how did I put that up there? I put Raw E, right? How bad was Monday Night Raw? Monday Night Raw was pretty bad. And I sat there and I watched it. And when I watched it, I was like, wow. What's going on, Scott Malone? They don't change. I'm out that joint. I feel you. But that's the question. Will they change? That is the question. Let me get some of these comments in here. Man, guy cooler than the other side of the pillow. All right, Scott. Appreciate it. What we got here? What's going on, everybody out there? What's going on? Appreciate the love. Nope, I'm going to still keep watching. My man Jason, Michael Campbell. Thomas Lee replies with that, me too. No, I'm not going to stop watching totally, is Elder Williams. What's up, Unc? Even though it's a horrible product, I'm still entertained by some of the stuff. Now, what stuff entertains you? Because I was not a fan of the Brock Lesnar segment, personally. When he had last week's Raw, when he made I thought the shirt was still dope because he did it, but when he had the other side of the briefcase being speakers, from that point on, I ceased to want a Money in the Bank briefcase. I don't have one. Shout out to Nephew Corey and the Wrestling Marks Excellence. I know Nephew Corey has one. You know, other belt kings out there I know have some. I'm not one of them. I always wanted a Money in the Bank briefcase. But after that, I don't think I wanted one. And I'm a collector of things like this. They made a mockery of the Money in the Bank. And that's where I have my offenses with the company. You guys get mad about them pushing certain guys or them doing certain things. I get mad when I think when they bark at tradition or things that they try to, like, I don't get mad at wins and losses, maybe like I should do, but I do. I get upset that, you know, like, damn, why did that guy win? I got Roman was coming back, so he had to win at WrestleMania. But Drew McIntyre should have went over on Roman. And if he doesn't go on the Superstar Showdown, like things like that, like we know as the Superstar Showdown was built for them over in Saudi Arabia, not to be a part of storylines. And they did a little bit of it last year. And now they're really doing it a lot this year. And it's like, we don't know what we get with the product. The first hour of Monday Night Raw, like, and even yesterday, I'm watching SmackDown. I'm going to go back and forth between the two shows. I'm watching my clock. I told you guys how I watch wrestling these days. I'm playing the game. I have to. I'm going to go to bed. And I just watch it in the morning. Like I did last night. I wasn't, you know, we got off early, went in my room, didn't put it on. Within a half an hour to go. Watch it, you know, this morning if I got ready to go to work. Right? It just, at least they had 45 minutes. An hour of Raw went past and they had a total of one match. SmackDown went by for the first hour and they had two matches. The opening match, which was a good match after they finally got into it of 8 minutes of talking with Kevin Owens. And let's be honest, guys, I'm a fan of Kofi Kingston, not the biggest fan of Kofi Kingston, but I'm a fan of Kofi Kingston. That was one of the worst promos he had ever cut. Right. So the match was decent. It's Kofi and Owens. And then the next match was the ladies match or tag team match, or the Fire and Desire match that lasted a total of 2 minutes and 13 seconds. How can after Double or Nothing and the impact that it had on your fans? See, this is what I don't get when I say there's no competition. And this is where I say you have to grow. Because I was wrong. And I'm saying that after 1 week. No, they're not competition in the money. But the money can change hands very quickly, Vince. Very quickly. And when you have the impact of the symbolism, let's just go to Cody Rhodes pulling out the sledgehammer. And then smashing it over your throne, Triple H. And the match that they put on. And the promo that Cody also cut. That's what, see, we don't understand. The match was probably about a 2-star, 3-star match. It's not, that's what I say, people, when I say, what wrestling do you like? I like that wrestling more than I can probably, I'm being honest with you, dig into a dope-ass 205 Live match. Or a dope-ass, I'm being honest. Don't shoot me for this. Don't, AJ Styles versus, not Samoa Joe, those matches are too damn badass. But, like, I don't have to have the greatest athleticism kind of a wrestling match. Because to me, I grew up on wrestling that was very hard, stiff punches, knees, leg drops, elbows, headlocks, and controlling the ring presence. Putting a punishment, putting a beat down on. That's why I'm offended of the Revival. Because to me, they remind me of the Minister of the Wrecking Crew and not being allowed to be utilized that way. The Revival should be mentioned as one of the best tag teams in the world, but they are not going to ever be. Especially if they re-signed the contracts. That's not going to happen. How can all these great things happen, Vince? The blood, the Jericho match, despite the botches in that match, right? Despite the fact that people want to rip WWE for certain things, again, AEW is doing, because to me, that's the model of wrestling. They don't have to, certain things in wrestling won't change. And that's the perception of how it is, right? You have certain things, like, you just have to have. You have to have legends. You have to have established guys. You have to. People have to watch your product because people that they know. And then that's how other guys come up. That's what the WCW did it that way. You know, you that's how you get over. You get over by the talent. And then the guys that are behind the scenes, which in WCW days happened to be the luchadors. When you first saw the Mysterios and the Silver Kings, may you rest in peace, and the La Parkers of the world, the Juventudes of the world, that carried the show. And you got to see Jericho and those guys. But you have to have storyline. People say there was storyline all through that. Without there being backstage promos. Without there being a bunch of talking in the ring before the match and then no action happens. The Shane McMahon thing on SmackDown led to what? Now Elias is, this. I'm offended, WWE. Elias's first title reign is a 24/7 championship? Are you fucking kidding me? Mama, excuse my language. I've used it a couple times today, but I'm offended yet again by a company I'm still going to still watch. Why? I don't know. Because I've always accepted them, but I'm dying for AEW to be anything that I fell in love, that made me fall in love with wrestling. And that's why it was very good. But I have to see more. I'll be down in Daytona. I'll be in Jacksonville. Hopefully I'll be in Chicago. And you hear what I'm saying to you guys? I will be in Daytona. I will be in Jacksonville. And hopefully I will be in Chicago. What's up, Champ Creed? More questions, more comments. And I know I'm going to put my belt list in the comment section, guys, also. Because I put it out last week, and I was actually wrong. It was funny because I told you guys my computer messed up last week, and I couldn't get in my belt list correct. So I was trying to makeshift and remember what I put up there, and I was completely wrong. And what I had put. So I do have my belt list I just added there. And for those who are on YouTube watching, I said Chicago, Micah. I said Chicago. I'm going to try to get there. It's time to go home. It's time to go home. But I do have it here. And I will just say it real fast. So I got number 10 for me is the Spartan Tag Team titles. You guys call them the Penny Belts. WWE Tag Team Wing Belts. The Ring of Honor World Championship. The second design that belt is dope, but I don't have it. The Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt. The Attitude Era belt. The one, you know, Triple H and The Rock. Number one, the Million Dollar Man Championship. Big Goat, as y'all call it. Wing Eagle is my number 3. The number 2 for me is the Undisputed Championship that Brock Lesnar, to me, wore the most. And then that's when they merged Big Goat and WWE Championship became the Undisputed title. And then the NWO Tag TV Championship, me, Arn Anderson, best known for it. What else we got here? What do you think about Vince Russo saying that the WWE is in bed with AEW? Very, very good question, Louise. people call him an asshole for saying it and call him, you know, I don't think so. Let me answer that question first. I don't think so, but it wouldn't, I wouldn't be surprised. Right? Tony Khan seems to be a very smart young man. Excuse me. A very smart young man. So, and being stereotypical, his people are very smart people and very good business people. So a part of me would say it wouldn't be too far-fetched to assume that they picked each other's minds, right? And everybody says that Vince is this crazy psycho guy who still lives in yesterday. And I don't know the guy, but what you're hearing, so it has to be true, right? Everything I hear about Vince, it's too consistent for it not to, for this not to be true about him. That he still loves wrestling. He may be out of touch with wrestling, but he still loves wrestling. So I always think that every crazy person has some sanity in them somewhere. And think about, you know, so maybe in the back of Vince's mind, he's trying to kill his own product and he can't get out of his own way. Because as a business person, this is the model that he built. This is what's, you know, keeping success. But maybe he does want another company that brings pro wrestling and not wrestling entertainment. Think about that. The WWE was a wrestling company. Yeah, it's always been called, he's always dubbed it sports entertainment, but you still called it pro wrestling. I still called it pro wrestling up until a couple weeks ago, and I just had to, you know, put the needle down. You know, because we're all, get that vein ready for the WWE sometimes, right? You inject yourself with their bullshit. I wouldn't be too surprised. Why wouldn't he? He was in bed with ECW, right? Why wouldn't he be? I don't think so, but I wouldn't think it's crazy. Even though a horrible product, I'm still going to be entertained by it. Thomas, as long as I will continue to get my adrenaline rush from pro wrestling and WWE, I am still going to continue to watch it. I happen to think he sabotaged those other wrestling companies to favor of WWE. I'd rather see him back in the WWE. And who are we talking about? Vince Russo. Okay. See, I don't know about that. If we're talking about Vince Russo, Jason Michael Campbell, because people give Russo so much credit that I don't. And I've interviewed Russo. We're friends on we follow each other on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I think he gets too much of the credit because at the end of the day, everything we learn from Vince that we know about Vince is that it's his ideas. If he doesn't like it, it's his. It's his. It's his. So somewhere in those things, even with Jim Ross talking, Vince still had the final say. So Vince, I still give credit to. You can have the ideas all you want to. Like, so a person who writes a song, whatever song it is you love the most, did that person write it also? Chances are they didn't. The writer wrote it. So like Vince Russo was the writer, you know, or he provided the paint, but Vince put it together. That's all my opinion about that one. Oh my God, even though he said he's done with wrestling, I feel like Russo could come up in a better product versus what WWE, what we have now. I don't know about that because I also think that Vince Russo, like Vince McMahon, is out of touch. I think Jim Cornette is out of touch. I think I'm out of touch because what worked for us older guys, what worked, again, people understand, like you're talking to a guy, again, I love Nikita Koloff. I loved War Games. I loved the NWA. Even when it became WCW, I was okay with it, but I loved the NWA. One of the smartest people in professional wrestling, and Jake the Snake Roberts, you know, said in an interview that, damn, the fans, he went over on Hogan, and he lost a lot of money because of that. Because Vince would force feed all the top guys when he got to Hogan to go through him. Right? So Vince knew what pro wrestling was. WWE used to tell a great story. WWE didn't tell a different story from NWA. They're just, their production was different. So while one looked like, you know, a back, you know, what you may have thought of ECW, back screen cameras of NWA, you had this magical world of Oz, if you will, so to speak, of the WWE. And that was the difference. So that's what kind of, I've never been, and I say it all, yeah, I'm a WWE guy. Okay, I'm going to say because I've watched them the longest, and nobody else has existed. You know, who else is here? that's been around. So, yeah, that's what WWE got. Everybody else is gone that I grew up with. They're all gone but Vince's product, right? But before Vince's product, I watched a lot of other products, and I had a lot of other things I love more than the WWE. But when you're getting WrestleMania and Macho Man and Ricky Steamboat in front of, I don't know what, 70-something thousand fans, you got Andre the Giant coming to the ring on a floating ring. When I'm seeing Big Boss Man hung from a Hell in a Cell, when I see the things I saw at WrestleMania, it's hard to anything to beat that. And yes, we want AEW, as they were calling it in the building that night, AEW to be anything, as the Smallville song would say, somebody save me, right? That's what you want to sing. You want to sing by Remy, what is it, Remy Red, somebody save me. I'm not a singer, but that right there is what we want AEW to do. But in the meantime, I'm not going to sit there and act like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread for me. Because then once I start eating sliced bread, I want potato buns. Once I have potato bread, I want Hawaiian bread. Now I got this new artisan bread out here. I want it to keep getting better, so I don't want to stunt my limitations. I'm a grower, not a shower. That's what wrestling needs to be. See these comments. I'm going to get my black ass up out of here. What else we got? Takeover is on Friday. I knew that. I'm glad you brought that back up. Will Takeover be better? Can you, wrestling fan, cease and desist? I wore this shirt for a reason. Can you watch NXT and be honest of which wrestling program was better? Now, you ain't going to get no emotion like you got out of Kofi, out of Cody, and Dustin. It ain't going to happen. It ain't. Nothing in NXT can draw you like that. And that drew you because of your love for professional wrestling and the American Dream, my favorite wrestler of all time in the top three, Dusty Rhodes. And his sons. The respect, but the wrestling can. Or now you're going to hate on NXT because it's under the WWE umbrella. Which one's it going to be? A lot of comments. Takeover on WrestleMania 2019 was a great event. The next pay-per-view when they had the ladder match in North American title was amazing. What's going on, Miguel? Jonathan Brown, yo, you got to tune it down for the money. It happened. Not mad at all. What does that mean? I don't know what that comment means or where that came from, Jonathan. If you can reiterate that one for me, please. I don't know where I was when you wrote that. Probably have to go back and watch it. Maybe respond maybe in the comments later. Make sure you follow this video also. Go share it. Please share this around your Facebook pages on YouTube, youtube.com/TheGameV1. That's my gamer tag also for all you gamers out there. The Game V1, THAGAMEV1. Space between the and game, by the way. I'm hoping Corbin beats Seth at Super Showdown. And now, Thomas, I see why you had those faces, because I'm with you. What? I like Corbin, but Corbin should never be champion right now. Okay? And I ain't no way in hell he's beating him for that title. You was all right till you got Zayn. I think he's a joke. All right, listen, I know you guys all hate Sami Zayn. All right, whatever. Thank you, Unc. Appreciate it. Vince did the same thing with Hogan. Makes you wonder if you get rid of his wife because of the interview. If they get rid of his wife, because they like Renee Young. The thing is, where Renee Young want to leave, Renee Young's getting other money from the WWE, including Total Divas. You know what I'm saying? With the Bellas. So I'm not a fan of Renee Young as far as her commentating is concerned. And I also think that as great as the commentary was at AEW's Double or Nothing, I loved hearing Jim Ross back. And Excalibur was awesome, but there's a commentator over in NXT. I think I just pulse on, being the best wrestling voice right now. I'm just going to leave it right there. Mike Grant tunes in Big Body P from the UK. I could have stopped watching after WrestleMania 28 when Undertaker versus Triple H personal dream match. You know, I was there for that match. That was my first WrestleMania, by the way. And to me, still, from being at WrestleMania, still my favorite WrestleMania moment was that end of an era match, by the way, Mike. I could have stopped watching after Naomi and Kofi won their titles. I could have stopped. What do you mean after they won that? What do you mean? Okay. My personal dreams have come true. I can't stop watching that. Okay, I get it. Because those were your personal picks, favorites. But I don't, and I take wrestling for a joke. So when I see fans complaining, I straight laugh at them. WWE has no limitations, yet idiots want that era back. And you know what, Mike? And I think sometimes that's why me and you always agree a lot. And we do as wrestling fans gravitate towards people in that conversation realm that we can, because we understand the bullshit that they have. You know what I mean? We understand the bullshit that they have. And then we look at it and we, you know, like, it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, eh. Undertaker lost. I remember you, one of my founding fathers in this radio biz, Frank Nitti. Just was like, if he loses, I'm done. And y'all stayed. You know what I mean? It's just like, what can they do to offend you less now? Thomas, again, I was not offended by Roman Reigns' illness thing, but I would not have used it. Okay. I respect that. Again, I think when Bully Ray said it, and Bully Ray said, you know, what he would do, other Devine, if it was Devine, you are the weakest of the Dudleys. It's despicable. No, me included. It's despicable. But it's wrestling, and I've come to Kanye shrug at wrestling when it comes to things that are despicable. In my opinion, I don't think the ratings are bad. Who cares for Nielsen ratings? I am all about the USA Network's ratings. Raw is number one, SmackDown is number two. Okay? On their programming, on their network, that's their number one, number two. I'm not too big on the, and I've already talked about that, the ratings thing either. Like, ratings are completely different now. Just like going to the movies is completely different now as far as numbers are concerned. Still disappointed. Avengers did not beat that damn fake Avatar. What else we got here? They left the fly when Hunter bashed them. Yeah, with the pissant company. I agree with that. Sami Zayn, I have been told as far as the live TV, the show is actually a 5-6 second delay ahead. We watched the production team could have apparently censored it out in time. So yeah, that too. That leads to why we say this is a show for the intelligent wrestling fan, right? Because that's how you do it. Well, Dennis, nothing's touching NXT. I agree. You're losing weight. Sorry, being a daughter. Okay, thank you, baby girl. My daughter. I've never seen my daughter watch anything I've ever done. So NXT is always gold. And then Jonathan talks about it again. You said that the Facebook YouTube show is different from Soul in Sports because you still want sponsors. Oh, okay. I got you. Renee Young is okay. What we got here? I want the magic back. I just don't think, again, did the poll come across? I know it should be there. Did y'all see the poll? Because I need to see the answer to that. I put the engagements there. Let's see what's here. All right, no, not yet. So, but guys, I'm gonna go ahead and get ready to get up out of here. But Raw and SmackDown this week was very trash show. SmackDown again was just okay. That main event was hideous. To have Kofi open up the show and not end the show was bad. I'm still there for Ziggler. Right now, it's confusing a little bit because you have Brock, who we don't know what he's gonna do, but Kofi has so many people that you got Brock to watch his back for. He has to watch his back from Dean. From Kevin Owens and now Dolph Ziggler and whoever else they want to throw at him. And then with the Seth Rollins situation. So I do like the fact that we don't know what's going on with the titles and how everybody's coming in. And again, I do think they're still booking Kofi strong. I won't be surprised if Xavier does or somebody from the new. I don't be surprised if the New Day breaks up. I don't think they will, but I won't be surprised if they do break up. Because that's where I think they're going. But Raw was just very bad. The best thing was the Fire Funhouse segment. I hated Raw. And I don't say that often. I hated Raw. Like this week's in wrestling rating review, remember I include everything in wrestling, if not for Double Nothing, if just on a WWE level 1 through 5 of my belts, I would give it
one out of five hardcore titles. Follow me. I hate the hardcore championship. I hated how it looks. I would never pay for it or buy it. Hey, Big Brother Nimsy, I take yours though, because I know you got it. I know you're getting rid of your belts, but I take it for free. But I wouldn't buy that belt. I hated the weekend wrestling by itself, just being SmackDown and Raw. A one out of five hardcore title belts. It was a trash production. I hate the Brock. What Brock Lesnar did to that Money in the Bank briefcase, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. But Double or Nothing for me, I gave it a 7 out of 10. So we go on this show now, my wrestling belts. I would give it a 4 out of 5. NXT championships. Now there's a belt behind me. Pick one. I would give it a 4 out of 5 NXT championships because it's an up-and-coming company. I want to see good things coming from it. And from its second show, really their first show, right? Because the first show wasn't on the market for what they were going to be yet. But Ness was. So this is their first show established. It was a 4 out of 5 to me. NXT titles, just can't wait for more to come from it. But WWE, I'm embarrassed as a WWE fan that how you can come out with that shows after the weekend that wrestling fans, that you had to see the numbers on Twitter, you had to see the engagements on Twitter, you had to see what was going on, and give us that product. Give us that. Give us so much non-wrestling show. That's the part that bothers me. I don't mind storyline. I do not mind storyline, but what I do mind is storyline that is dumb, not moving forward, not entertaining. The best thing about any of the shows is the 24/7 championship, whether you like it or not, to me, because at least R-Truth is funny. That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. A little bit more coming before I got out of here, and I'm out of here, y'all. I'm so here for the block party. I like Brock, and I'm cool with the block party part of it. Just not turning the Money in the Bank briefcase into a boombox. I was offended. I was, as a wrestling fan. Nah, New Day staying together, but yes, Raw for the most part was boring. I want that hoodie, Brock. I do want the hoodie. I'm not going to say about that. Double or Nothing for me was a 6 at best. Wow. Now, that's just being harsh, but okay. Like to know why. Why that 24/7 title belt is definitely ugly, but I'll purchase it. I would probably purchase that before I buy the hardcore title. Real talk. I would, just because I like green and I like gold together. So I would do it for that reason. But hey, guys, I'm going to get up out of here. Do me a favor. Share this video. Every wrestling group you know, share it with them. Get out there, guys. Also, YouTube, share that video as well. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, wherever social media is sold, at Mike Knox with 3 X's. And also this show and every show, follow thechairshot.com on Twitter as well. Chairshot.com. Hashtag use your head, guys. All right. Love you. Peace. All right. I just got to go. It's time to go. I'm out of here. What's going on, guys? I gotta go. I love y'all. Peace.